company and staff at Not Just Gyros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we have a special guest with us this morning. Before we get to it, Craig Roberts, I just want to briefly comment on the 60 Minutes. I always like to watch 60 Minutes so I could understand what the enemy is doing. And, of course, the lead program was an interview on the FDIC that is supposedly protecting the money in your banks, and they keep reiterating over and over again, nobody's ever lost any money in a bank for 75 years. But if you had over $100,000 in the bank and it went down, why, you could lose the money, but they don't mention that. They insist you have nothing to worry about. Your money is safe in the bank. Your money is safe in the bank. Your money is safe in the bank. Why, and the FDIC is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. Let me just make one quick statement, and that is the United States is debauching our currency. They are intentionally destroying the value of the currency. They are creating money out of nothing. People throughout the world right now are flocking to the American dollar, so the value is going up. One of these days when they realize, of course, that we have no intention of maintaining any stability to our currency, we're printing it indiscriminately. We're going to have almost a $2 trillion debt, a $2 trillion debt this coming year, 2009. They admit $1.3 trillion, but they're just coming up with all sorts of money. Remember, it took us 100, 200 years to create $1 trillion in debt. Now we create $1 or $2 trillion in debt in 1 year. Why? What they don't point out is there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency, and that is the program of the people in charge. So your money is safe in the bank. You will get it back. You don't have to worry, but it may be worthless. With that as a background, Craig Roberts, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's good to be back. It's been a while.
I know it has been. Well, I've missed you. Anyway, Craig certainly was fought in Vietnam. He's worked in police intelligence for many years, worked on the Oklahoma City bombing. We used to have him on a regular basis, and then, of course, he's retired. Now he's retired. He doesn't have much time to do these things, but we're lucky to have him with us this morning to bring us up to date on the real emergency situation, which potentially is going to be developing here very, very soon. So you pick up the story, Craig.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, we were talking the other day that we've had a lot of really strange events that have happened in this country over the last 15 years or so. We had a little bit of culture shock hit us back in the 90s when the Clintons came in. All of a sudden, we started seeing an avalanche of laws being signed into effect coming out of a liberal left-wing Congress. That had to do with a lot of different things that we wondered, what is this all about? Why are they even worried about these things? What we didn't understand is they were following an agenda, and there was a blueprint involved, and it had to do with the destruction of the United States as it had existed constitutionally since it was originally a republic, and over the years has been slowly but surely reduced into a socialist state. What's happened is the socialists in Europe have had a huge influence on trying to socialize the entire planet and to create three levels of world: the first world, second world, and third world. And the third world, we know who the third world countries are. They're the underdeveloped countries. We know who the first world countries are, but no one ever told us in school what a second world country was. Well, a second world country is the goal. That's where they wanted to move everybody. They wanted to move the third world countries up to second world status so they could be producers, so they could do something besides, you know, just live in an agrarian environment day to day. And they also wanted to do that by taking the wealth away from the first world countries. That's called redistribution of the wealth. And the only way they could do that is to also balkanize those countries by opening the borders, free trade, multiculturalism, and try to mix everything together into one big pot. And at the other end of the day, you've got the first world countries brought down to second world status. And you can do that several ways. You can do it by opening the borders. You can do it by free trade. You can do it by taxing them until they move the different corporations and companies and industrial base to other countries overseas. You can also do it by destroying the economy. And you destroy the economy simply by hyperinflation. So we're seeing that as we speak. And it's hit us all of a sudden. Now, the problem with that is there are some issues involved when you start doing those things because you have to deal with the population. Now, there's different ways to deal with the population. The first one, obviously, is control all outlets of public information and tell the population only what you want them to know. And you can tell them good news, you can tell them bad news, you can tell them we've got a problem and this is how we're going to solve the problem. And the public, if you've got them dumbed down enough through control of their education, will believe you. And so if you tell them that everything's great, the economy's coming up, guess what? Everything's great, the economy starts coming up, people buy stocks, people spend money, people buy houses and cars. But if you tell them, oh, it's a terrible problem, we have all these things going on, then people panic. They sell their stocks, bringing the price of stocks down. They bunker in, they buy smaller houses, they walk away from loans they can't afford, and when that happens, they don't spend money. And when they don't spend money, they don't buy anything, and if they don't put money back into the economy, then the organizations that create the stuff to sell don't have the customer base, and they end up having to let people go, lay them off, or close down altogether, or they can't pay their bills, so they declare bankruptcy, and the economy indeed does go south. So those are the things that are happening right now. Now, we go back to the 90s, and we see some other strange things that happened. We saw all of a sudden the Clinton gun bans. The assault rifle bans, all that sort of thing. And they had to do with just right out of the middle of nowhere, we started having school shootings, mass shootings, assassination attempts, things like that, that no one could really explain. These people that did these things really didn't have an axe to grind. They really didn't have an agenda. A lot of them didn't even remember why they even did it. You know, you had the Columbines, and you had the attempt on Reagan's life. You had you know, those sort of things. So the government, all of a sudden, which was a, you know, left-wing Democratic-controlled Congress, all of a sudden started passing all of these gun laws. And, of course, we all know, and everybody knows, that restricting the ownership of firearms doesn't do anything to crime. It doesn't do anything to people who are bent on doing harm to someone else. They don't care what laws you pass. The only ones that are affected are those that will obey the law. And if they're going to obey the law, they're not going to use the firearms anyway. But what they don't want is they wanted to use that as a reason to make sure they didn't have an armed peasantry out here in flyover land.
We'll be right back in a moment with Craig Robbins.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
S&S Repair in Sterling reminds our listeners, safe driving isn't child's play. Safety behind the wheel starts with you, and part of that means not talking on your cell phone or only using a hands-free device while driving. That's from S&S Repair, where service is more than a word, it's a fact. A fact based on automotive expertise, backed by the right equipment and proven by customers who won't trust their cars to anyone else. Located at 115 Broadway Street in Sterling. Call Ken at 970-526-2668. Specializing in electrical and auto service and general auto repair.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest Craig Roberts, and Craig, of course, is telling us exactly what's going on today. And have you ever wondered why they didn't try to seal the border? Why, when you so often call a major corporation, they say, do you want your message in English or in Spanish? You know, this is all part of a long-range plan, but they can't let the peasants understand that. And as Craig was saying, they do not want armed peasants. Because we're moving into a feudalistic system. They know what's happening, and it's happening because the American people don't care about freedom. As long as we got materialism and the NFL, they better start thinking about it, because we're going to lose everything unless we take a stand and get back to our Constitution. We have an invisible government who hates America and freedom. It's time we took our government away from them, because we have a legitimate government, and they don't obey our laws. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, we were closing just before the break that the government does not want an armed peasantry. Well, let's define that a little bit. The government, as it originally was formed, demanded an armed peasantry. That's why we have the Second Amendment. They wanted the people of the various sovereign states to be equipped with military armament so that they could be called forth as part of the national militia to defend the country. Because if you look through the Constitution, you cannot find any reference to authorizing a standing army. And we didn't have a standing army as such, like we have today, until the Civil War. And then after the Civil War, most of it was disbanded, and we kept just enough to deal with westward progression and occupation of the South, and then that evaporated, and finally it was simply dealing with occupying forts and arsenals. And if you read the Constitution says the only land that the government can own is forts, arsenals, naval yards, and other needful buildings. Well, you go out, you know, across the United States, and you'll find our forts cover sometimes several hundred square miles. I think Fort Sill may be 1,000 square miles. I don't know, because it's an artillery range. It's rather large. Same thing when you go out to Arizona, to some of the places out there. So they call it a fort, but really it's not a stockade-type fort like you see in the Western movies. It's done for legal reasons, so they can say, well, government can only own a fort, and this is a fort. So that they really don't have the right to even own the national parks, but everybody looks the other way because it's a good idea to have those national parks. Somebody needs to take care of them, otherwise they'd end up going into golf courses and condos. So, you know, that's fine. But when government gets so big and so bloated that it's every little organization inside government becomes its own empire, and they build their own empire, and they increase their own budgets, what you have is a top-heavy pyramid that is upside down. Instead of the federal government being a small homeowners association with representatives sent from the several states, you have a upside-down pyramid where the people in the federal government think they're the superior government, and they rule the land, and everybody else works for them. And that's not the way it works, but our schools don't teach that. The media doesn't bring that up. Unless you study it on your own and see what the original blueprint was in the Constitution, you don't realize that the supreme government in the land is we the people. Under that, you go to your community, you go to your city, you go to your state, and then the federal government. So, you know, everything's now upside down and backwards.
Well, you know, people have forgotten what Thomas Jefferson warned, and that was, he said, if time ever comes when all power will be centralized in Washington, D.C., then we will have a government as venal and oppressive as the one we've just recently separated from. That was what they feared. They did not want all power in Washington, D.C. They wanted to limit the power of the federal government. But the elite, who are really the rulers of our country, who control both political parties and, of course, control the propaganda mechanism, do not want the American people to understand that. They want us to believe that government is there for us, it's going to provide our health care, going to provide our education, are going to provide us with housing. All worship the government. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, it has to do, when you really look at who is involved, if you follow the money and you look at who is involved, you can chase it to certain families in this country who are linked to or intermarried with certain families in Europe, mainly monarchy and super rich individuals in Europe. And it all has to do with power. The whole game is nothing but who has the power. Who has the power to play God? And that is where this whole thing is going. Money is absolutely worthless unless man gives it value. You mentioned earlier that they print money out of thin air and you've got a private corporation called the Federal Reserve who uses treasury presses, our ink, our paper, our personnel, our equipment to print money to loan back to us. Now, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but out here in Redneck Land, we think there's something wrong with that picture. And it's not backed by anything except the full faith and credit of the federal government. Well, I have no faith or credit in the federal government. They have no credit with me because of the way they've handled everything since I've been born in 1946. I mean, things have gone downhill. So we have a situation right now where you have certain individuals and certain families who are controlling the people in our government like puppets on strings. There are organizations who have agendas whose pure mission in life is to reduce this country to second world status and make us a nation state in a global community. One of those is the Royal Society for International Affairs in London, also known as the Roundtable Group, which is linked directly to the Bank of England. And the other is the Council on Foreign Relations here in the United States in New York City, who's put staff members, or almost every president except Reagan and Kennedy has been a CFR member. And if they're not a CFR member, of course, they've still got 70 or 80 staff members who are. So the CFR's mission is to make this a globalist country. So how do you do that? Well, we said earlier, you take away the borders, and it's not a country at all because anybody can go back and forth. And when you let other people from other countries flood in with no controls, then they bring their cultures with them, they bring their crime with them, they bring everything else from diseases on down with them, and then that creates an emergency here that we're so busy dealing with that we can't see what's really going on. Now you add a collapse in the economy to that, an induced collapse in the economy by overinflating everything, by printing more money and getting it into circulation, and anytime you know, we're going to print $3 trillion and we're going to revise the economy. Well, anybody that believes that's an idiot. You don't print more money to revise the economy. That's crazy, because the more paper money in circulation, the more inflation you have. And the more inflation you have, the less the dollar's worth. You're defeating your own purpose. You mentioned the FDIC. Well, last week, the FDIC admitted that if bank failures continue at the rate they're failing now that we're not seeing in the media, last year we had 260 banks fail, that they don't have enough money to honor all of the deposits that are out there. And there's going to be banks who are not going to be covered. That came out in the news, and it was reported one day, and then it just went away. You never saw it again. But you still get on the Internet and look it up and look for FDIC cannot fund banks or something like that. Run your different key searches, and it'll come up. You'll find several articles still there. I looked them up this morning. Well, if that happens, then if you have people who panic like they did in 1929 and make a run on the banks, the banks are going to end up locking their doors. They won't let you have your money.
And that's why they put that program on 60 Minutes last night. It was a propaganda piece, ladies and gentlemen. 60 Minutes is a propaganda organ for the establishment, and they're telling you exactly what the establishment wants you to know. Your money is safe in the bank because the FDIC, for 75 years, nobody's ever lost a penny. But, of course, they don't mention if you had over $100,000 previously, now $250,000, why you lost your money if the bank went down. So, you know, because you're only insured up to $100,000 or $250,000, your money is not safe. But it's not because most banks are going to go down. It's because they're going to destroy the value of the currency, but they never mention that. Go ahead.
So, you know, we see all of these things happening. And then, I'm going to regress a second. I'm going to rewind the tape and go back to the 90s. Not only did you have the attempts to disarm the American population, which didn't work, it had a counter effect because people went out and they bought everything they could possibly get in the way of firearms, ammunition, and camping supplies and survival gear because they panicked thinking, what's this bunch up to now, these occupiers of Washington? What are they doing to us now? And so it had the opposite effect. This is back in the 1990s when the Clintons ran. Well, then they had, in 1995, the Omnibus Crime Control Act go through, which became law in 1996. And if you look at it, it was a little thick book, about a half an inch thick, full of laws that all passed as one deal. And there were several really weird things in it. You may remember it because it's the one that said that we would hire former Hong Kong police.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and then it had the one in there that said it would be a capital offense for someone to kill a foreign national on American soil on official business. Now, no one thinks, you know, capital offense to kill somebody, I understand that. The rest of it is a foreign national on American soil on official business. Now, who could that be? Well, that's not a German tourist at Miami Airport at Hertz Rent-A-Car, okay? That's somebody here on official business, and it's not the ambassador to the UN. It's not, you know, some other country's, guy that comes over here to have tea with the president. The only thing that makes sense when you examine that would be foreign troops on our soil. Now that's law. Now, if you had Mongolian troops wearing blue helmets and UN patches coming over here to help us, if you did something to any of them, it would be a capital offense. Now, just think of the ramifications of that. That law's already on the books, and it went right over everybody's heads. Nobody saw it. Nobody talked about it, and nobody figured it out. But at the same time, you've got the federal government saying that, and this actually happened. General Barry McCaffrey was at the CASQ course at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, when my nephew was going through. That's the Command and Staff Preparation course for officers. He was a young captain, just back from Somalia at the time, I think. And the graduation speech for that class, McCaffrey shows up, who was a general at that time, and he said that as part of his speech, words to the effect of, because of the build down of our military, should we get committed on two or more fronts overseas, we will not have significant assets here at home to deal with any national emergency or civil disturbance. So therefore, we would be called upon, or we would be forced to call upon, foreign assets to police our streets. Well, of course, I mean, everybody else just went, oh, okay, we'll just call the UN and they'll help us out. Well, my cousin, or my nephew, calls me up and says, hey, this guy was, I started taking notes because this guy was introduced as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And he, you know, I had educated him, and he was a West Point graduate. And he says, nobody else caught this. He said, they're talking about UN troops if we get on two or more fronts. And back then we had Kosovo, we had Herzegovina, Bosnia, and then Somalia. But those weren't big enough to really tie up our entire military, but Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan came along. There's two fronts, and Korea. We still have South Korea. We still have to have people committed and tied up in South Korea. So there's three fronts today. The Clintons continued to destroy the military. They continued to close down bases, cut back on maintenance funds of equipment, mothball ships, reduce the number of fighters in a squadron, reduce the number of divisions in the Army, reduce the number of people in divisions, supposedly to make a more compact, lighter, faster responsive force. Well, that's all eyewash. Bullets don't care if you're lighter. They don't care if you're faster. Bullets will still kill you just the same. So you don't replace an M1 Abrams with an armored car. that dog don't hunt, not in the field. You look what happens to all, you know, most of the casualties that we had in Iraq were people driving in convoys and Humvees getting blown up. Instead of using the M113 APCs that we had stacked up all over the place, left over from the Vietnam years, which were already armored, already paid for, and capable of handling a lot more explosive and almost all your small arms fire, where the Humvees originally weren't. I mean, those are the things that happened in those days. So what we've done since then, we've not only reduced the size and force structure of our armed forces, we've also reduced their capabilities. We've committed them overseas. Then we've worn them out. I remember in 1999, just before I retired, I got a notification from Arperson asking me if I would accept 270 days of active duty in Kosovo. Well, when you start going into the reserves and finding lieutenant colonels whose MOS is either infantry or intelligence, and pulling them out of the reserves to go to some place like that, that tells me they've worn out all the regular guys, and the regulars are just beat down to their knees, and they needed more help.
We'll be back in just a moment with Craig Roberts right here at American Freedom Network.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Craig Roberts. Craig, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out before we go on?
Riflewarrior.com.
Riflewarrior.com. Okay.
Yeah, rifle isn't gun, and warrior isn't soldier, all one word, .com. And the books that we still have left in stock are on the page, and those like Medusa File that are out of print now, we have in ebook form, so we still are able to, we can email it to you and you can read it on your computer or print it out or do whatever. So we still have those available, even though you can't get a hard copy anymore unless you find one in a used bookstore.
That was a great book. I mean, that, of course, you're missing witnesses, or what was it? Dead witnesses?
JFK, the dead witnesses.
Right.
Yeah, those we only had 4,000 copies printed of that, and once they were gone, there wasn't a lot of demand until they were gone. Then all of a sudden, there was all kinds of demand, but by then it was too late to go back into dealing with that book. So we put it on ebook form. It's still available because I've seen those books, the Dead Witnesses, go on eBay for up to $200 a piece, and it's a trade paperback, and that's crazy. So I put it in ebook form to try to shoot those people in the foot so they don't rob. Just to get the information. I never wrote any of these books to make money. I wrote them to put information out to people. That's why I kept the prices real low. You get to the point when you're you don't have a staff, you're a one-man operation, pretty almost like you are, and you just really can't deal with having to work with the distribution on things when you got distributors, national distributors that take 6 months to pay you on an invoice and things like that. You just can't do business like that anymore. It just wears you down. So we still have Killzone, Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza, in stock. And you have Doorway to Hell, Disaster in Somalia, which is a very important book right now. There's plenty of those. And that's a hardback. And I would suggest your listeners get a hold of you and get Doorway to Hell, Disaster in Somalia, because that shows you how the UN operates, what they do, and how they screw things up. So if you'll get a hold of Radio Liberty, he'll have those in stock. And Stan, I still have some kill zones if somebody wants to go through you to get them as well.
Okay, no, we still have those in stock. You know, a Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza, but go right ahead.
Okay, so getting back to the point at hand, you've got the military who's been worn down. They've been deployed overseas. We've even used up the reserves and National Guard. They're talking about reinstituting the draft because they can't get enough people to do the missions at hand. You know, we've stirred up a hornet's nest in the Middle East, and that's an area that it's like Napoleon and Hitler trying to go into Russia in the wintertime. I mean, it's just something, you know, you should learn that you don't do that, because you're not going to win, because you're not fighting a military conflict. You're fighting a religious cultural war. And those just aren't won because people don't think the same way we do. We haven't got time to go into all of that, but the point is that we've committed so many people into this that it's going to be going on for a long time, but we don't have the assets to continue doing it. You know, where's the rest of the UN when it comes to dealing with this? Well, they're not doing anything. And when you do send UN troops someplace, they mess it up. I mean, look at Rwanda. They stood by and watched a tribe get massacred completely and didn't fire a shot to do anything to help them. It's insane. So basically, the UN is a political animal with dull teeth that can only maul weak people. Well, how do you do that in this country? Well, you disarm us first. If you can't disarm us, you reduce our firepower. You reduce our firepower by using the media and civilian emotions to say guns are bad, guns are bad, guns are bad, you shouldn't have guns, and telling our kids that in school. You know, no one needs more than one gun, and that gun shouldn't be a long-range rifle because that might be a sniper weapon. It shouldn't be a shotgun because that is a multiple projectile weapon of mass destruction. It shouldn't be a .22 because the .22 is the preferred weapon of the assassin, and it shouldn't be a handgun because handguns are dangerous around kids. So what does that leave you with? It really doesn't leave you with anything. If they can't go after the guns, then they go after the ammunition. They don't want you to have cop killer bullets. Well, what's a cop killer bullet? All of them. You know, I was a police officer for 27 years. You could get killed by a .22 in the head just as easy as you could a baseball bat in the head. So, you know, they said, well, it has to go through a bulletproof vest. Well, there's no such thing as a bulletproof vest. You have Kevlar vests that are bullet resistant to some calibers, mainly handguns. But any rifle will go through them unless you're wearing a steel plate in it. And then any high-powered rifle will go through that, which means your deer rifle. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But people aren't educated to understand what the politicians are trying to pull here. So they're trying to disarm us. Well, it's not going to happen, because what happened in the 90s is not being repeated today. It's interesting that what happened today is everybody learned from the 90s. And when Obama came in, all this stuff about these new gun laws and they were going to pass, plus reinstitute the so-called assault weapon ban, what that did is that ignited a forest fire. And immediately, before he was even in office, gun shows began selling out. Gun shops began selling out. I went to the biggest gun show in the world, which is the Wanamaker show in Tulsa in October. And this, it covers 11 acres. You can look it up on the internet. It covers 11 acres. I forget how many thousands of people went through that show. It was like 46,000 people went through that show. And they were selling guns and they were selling ammunition and carrying it out. It was incredible the amount of stuff that was going out the door. And you could see the people had two looks on their face, fear and determination. And they had decided that we're not going to put up with this stuff again. We're going to get what we need to defend ourselves against the government. Now, that's a scary thing. You know, you stop and think about that. That's not the way this country's supposed to work. But, you know, when you look at who's in our government and what they're doing, no matter what we want, they do what they want. And the organizations they've created within the government, and then they turn around and we find out they bring two brigades of combat troops back to deal with national emergency on our soil and civil disturbance. Well, we ask ourselves, well, why do you need two combat brigades to deal with civil disturbance? Where's the police? Well, they're looking at massive civil disturbance in the way of civil disobedience on a national scale. And they're trying to figure out, well, if we can put out the biggest forest fires and deal with that, maybe the others will go out on their own. And that's what that's all about. So meanwhile, right now, today, as we speak, you've got certain calibers of ammunition that have totally dried up. They're 6 months to a year back order. And they're the most popular calibers. You know, 9mm, 380, the concealed carry guns that people have. 45 ACP, 308, the most popular calibers that almost everybody that has a firearm has, they've gone out and they've stocked up on this stuff. This ammunition's going someplace. In the state of Oklahoma last week, you could not buy a 308 pistol round. There wasn't any to be had. You had to look all over the place, and I never did find any. And I was just trying to find a box for my wife's gun. I had some on the side. I mean, you're not going to catch me with my shoes off on this deal, but I just wanted to get a little more. When you can't buy ammunition for your guns, or you use up the ammunition you've had, what are you going to do? Well, a lot of people, I tell them, you better start looking at reloading. You better start getting reloading components, and that means primers and powder besides, you know, your cases and your projectiles. Well, you start to look for primers now, and primers are drying up. And I'm just wondering if this isn't just part of the deal to make everything dry up and then go after the manufacturers so they don't produce anymore, or it's limited on what they can produce. And then at that point, you've effectively limited the resistance among the civilian population. I don't know. It's just one of those theories as an old intel guide that I throw up on the wall and see how it looks. There are so many things going on right there. And when we come back, let's talk about finances. Let's talk about gold, silver, and...
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Craig Roberts. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble as a nation.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Your brother has it, your coworkers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register, or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2009 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Festivities begin Wednesday, April the 8th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in Northland. Beth Messiah Band, Mishpacha Family Praise Dance, and the Intercourt Dancers will be there. Deadline for reservations, March the 25th, so call now, 1-800-205-6245, and get your reservations for Passover 2009 and Chag Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Craig Roberts. Craig, go right ahead.
Well, you know, we talked about what was happening to ammunition. Folks, now's the time that if you don't have a firearm, it would be a very good time to get it, because I'm going to tell you right now, we have criminals spilling across the border. We've got Latin American and Mexican drug gangs coming in and occupying places all over the United States, all the way to the Canadian border and up into Canada. You've got MS-13. You've got 20 or 30 others that I don't have time to name them all. They're all Spanish names. And these are deadly people. They will kill in a heartbeat and have no compunction about doing so. They'll take over neighborhoods. They'll sell drugs, push drugs into the schools. And the border wars right now down there, they're using former military personnel as enforcers for the drug wars and having shoot 'em up in the streets where they're killing actually thousands of people. There's no one in a border town in Mexico that wants to be chief of police anymore, because they'll get decapitated and their entire family will get wiped out. That's the type of mentality that's coming across the border. The federal government is doing zilch to stop it. I've talked to sheriffs down on the border. They don't have the personnel or the means to even face these guys. You don't go up against guys with fully automatic weapons and heavy machine guns when all you've got is a pistol and a 30-30 rifle and a shotgun. It just isn't going to work. And so it's basically they can come and go as they want. They can do what they want. They're not being stopped. Well, when we do try to stop them, we've got a lot of good Border Patrol agents that want to do their job, but they aren't being backed by the government to do it. And when they do, you have the Campion and Ramos type situation, where the government arrests the agent for trying to stop the drug runner and puts the agents in jail. Now that sends a message to all the rest of the agents out there that don't do your job or you're going to get in trouble. So they say, well, I'll just wait around here and get paid until I retire. Why should I do anything? I'm not going to go to jail for this stuff if the country doesn't want to do it. Well, the country does want to do it, but you've got people in government who won't do it. And it's both parties, sadly enough. You got Republicans and Democrats on both sides of the aisle. And why is that? It's because there is no difference between the weak sister Republicans in Congress, who let the socialists have their way, and the far left wing socialists. They're all going to the same direction, and they're all letting it happen or cooperating in one form or another to make these things happen. We talked a long time ago that if the Democrats voted to burn down Washington, the Republicans would compromise to phase it in over a 2-week period. The end result is the same thing. That's what we have. While these things are happening, you have to know how to protect yourself. You have to know how to protect your family. You have to know how to protect your neighborhood and your community. You have to work together to do it, because the police can't do it. When it really hits the fan, the police officers out there are going to be overwhelmed, undermanned, overworked. We get a tornado in Oklahoma, and within 46 hours, 48 hours, we don't have a police department anymore. They're all worn out. They've been out there working to where they've got to have some relief. And if you get an emergency that's involves people in danger, criminal gangs running around, and the government starts to break down, they want to shift to martial law, these police officers are going to go home and take care of their own families. And even in a normal situation today, there is no requirement for the police department to protect you. That was shown in a lawsuit in San Diego on the McDonald's mass shooting with James Oliver Huberty, when 40 people were killed, 40-something people were killed in the McDonald's in San Ysidro. And Kenny Hubbs, a friend of mine, was a sniper that took Huberty out, finally. And they got sued because they didn't react fast enough and so on and so forth. And the court came back that the police have no legal responsibility to protect you. They can only do the best they can, but they don't have to be held accountable if they don't do it. So who does that leave to protect you? You. Who protected the people on the frontier in the old days? It was Dad with the musket over the fireplace. That's how it worked. Well, we've gotten away to where we rely on government to do everything for us, and when that breaks down, then people don't know how to take care of themselves. And I'm not talking about protecting yourselves. I'm talking about raising a garden, feeding your family, dealing with your finances. And we're in a situation now where money may become pretty darn worthless in the next year or so. And if it does, what are you going to do when it turns into Zimbabwe and it takes a wheelbarrow full of U.S. dollars to buy a loaf of bread, just like it did in the Weimar Republic in the 1930s? What are you going to do? Well, if the paper money isn't any good, which it's not, you better have something else to back it up that you can barter with. Now, you can, what are the things? You can barter with canned jams. You can barter with ammunition. You can barter with seeds to vegetable plants, fuel, a lot of things. But always remember that having some gold and having some silver put back will preserve some of your asset capability through hard times and be worth something at the other end, where you may end up, you know, you can eat up all your food, you can use up all your fuel, you know, you can eventually run out of stuff. But if you can get back a little gold, get back a little silver, and save it someplace to where you have something to start with at the other end of the national emergency, I would highly recommend doing that. The downside of that is you can't eat gold, you can't eat silver. But if you've got a 1 ounce gold eagle and it's worth $980, let's say today, it changes every day, and it may be worth $2,000 next year, okay? But if you want to go out and you want to buy something small and the guy doesn't, he can't make change for that, then it's going to be real hard to spend it during hard times. You've got to have smaller pieces. You've got to have the quarter ounces and the tenth ounces and all of that, so you can have smaller pieces. You've got to have silver that is worth less that you can, you know, you can actually spend. It's called real money, folks. Gold and silver has always been real money. This paper stuff they create, since it wasn't backed by gold in Fort Knox anymore, and it wasn't, and we went off the silver standard, the only thing it's worth is what you say it's worth. If I come to you and I give you a dollar bill and you give me an apple, then that dollar bill's worth an apple. But if I come to you and I give you a dollar bill and you say that's not enough and you keep your apple, then that dollar bill's not worth anything. So stop and think about that. It's just paper. And all the money in the bank is just digits in a computer. So take some of that out, diversify it, do stuff with it, buy things with it. Buy things you need, not things you want, okay? Buy food, long-term storage food. Buy water filters in case you have to filter water. Buy survival supplies. Buy means of staying warm in the wintertime if you live in a cold climate. We have a wood stove. I always make sure I've got 5 ricks of wood. So I buy fuel and preserve it for my chainsaw so that I can cut wood. I happen to live in the country, and that's good. But if you live in the city, there's other things you can do to protect yourself. And one of those things might be looking at having a place to go to in case the cities turn into chaos. I mean, look at all the riots that we've had in American cities since the 1960s, where they've absolutely burned down and destroyed whole sections of cities. Well, that could come again, and it could come real soon.
All right, we're out of time. Great. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us this morning, and we'll hope to have you on again in the not-too-distant future.
We'll do it.
Bye-bye.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sterling Diesel Service reminds us that safety on the job is job one. Knowledge of the job, sobriety, and awareness are qualities we all count on in our fellow employees and employers. Keep the workplace and job site safe for yourself, your coworkers, and the clientele you serve. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Sterling Diesel Service. They say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Sterling Diesel Service in Sterling, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Craig Roberts, and I hope you enjoyed Craig, and he's absolutely right. We have an invisible government, and it works through the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the Bilderbergers, and this does interlock with Europe. But behind all of this and what everybody's missed are the powerful spiritual forces that extend into the supernatural that motivate all this, and that's the real reason why they want a world government. Why? To bring in the Antichrist. It's just that simple. People say, oh, well, that's a simplistic answer. Well, you come up with a better answer. There really is a supernatural. There really are people who worship Lucifer. If you doubt that, go to LuciusTrust.org. LuciusTrust.org. Better Google in Lucius Trust, Lucifer. And, of course, you can Google, take it right to their article on Lucifer. And then, of course, they have another article going into the background of really what a good guy Lucifer really was, what a bad rap he got. And you say that's crazy talk. Well, so are the wars we fought, so are the revolutions, so is the effort to destroy this country by encouraging people to come in here with a different culture and different languages and allowing the criminal activity to go on that's going on. What's crazy is the fact that the CIA is the biggest purveyor of drugs. They're not going to stop, you know, make drugs legal, because that would take away the funds the CIA is getting for their black operations so that we can establish our world empire. But we can't tell the American people what's really going on. We can't tell there's an organized effort to send our manufacturing and our jobs overseas, and to send our wealth overseas. We're having to borrow money right today to pay our bills, and yet we're giving almost $1 billion to Gaza, to the terrorist Hamas in Gaza. Does that make sense? Does it make sense when you call AT&T for something, why they're going to say, do you want this message in Spanish? Understand, if you listen to what Craig said this morning, that's what it's all about. There's an effort to impoverish our people, to destroy our currency, but they can't tell the peasants that, and you're one of those peasants. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret, our material on the planned police state, it's a talk and a syllabus, and lastly, of course, our material on concentration camps, either the 4-tape set, the DVD, America Behind Barbed Wire, or better still, the concentration camp special. And if you need information on long-term food storage or certainly on the health products that you would need in case of emergency, call us, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 to understand how they've created this whole financial crisis. Why you need to get my November, December 2008 and my January 2009 newsletters. They're available at RadioLiberty.com. If you want to know how we intentionally transferred the nuclear technology and the know-how how to make a nuclear bomb to Pakistan, that's the January 2008 newsletter. Get this information. Help us get it out across America. People are going to begin to listen as the economy gets worse, and you've got to have the information to explain it to them. If people can't afford to buy our book, it's only $12.95, but if they can't afford it, the story is up there on our website. Under the videos, just look up Brotherhood of Darkness. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. Watch our videos, read our newsletters, listen to our programs, encourage others to become involved. They're going to destroy our economy. They're not doing anything. They're spending